45. Rosie was at the wheel of the squad car, staying a little back from the black Lincoln, when the radio on the seat beside her came alive.
Viv, it's Bichetti.
She picked it up.
It's Rosie, Lieutenant. Abney went for Viv. No surprise. Where is she?
In a chauffeured town car just ahead of me, going to a restaurant called Antoine's.
Restaurant? That wasn't part of the deal.
I guess our man feels that he owes a girl a good dinner before molesting her.
She won't be safe.
Relax, boss. It's a public restaurant.
I want you inside where you can see them.
I can't do that. He already knows what I look like, and I told him I had a date when I left Sardi's.
Then you'll be on them when they leave for the apartment.
I will, boss. Don't worry. Viv walked into Antoine's with Abney and looked around. It must be good, she thought, because it's packed. Looks like we're not going to get a table, she said.
Not to worry, Abney said, as a head waiter approached.
Good evening, Mr. Abney, the man said. Your usual table is ready upstairs.
Abney took Viv's arm and steered her toward the stairs.
It's nice up there, he said.
I need the ladies' room, Viv said, not sure what to do.
There's one upstairs.
At the top of the stairs, they turned left, and she could see a room ahead. They walked into it, and it seemed to be a comfortable sitting room. Their table had been set at the center, and behind it was a large sofa.
Uh-oh, she thought. And where is the ladies? Just over there, Abney said, pointing at a door.
Viv let herself into the powder room and locked the door behind her. She fished her cell phone out of her bag and pressed the speed dial button for Rosie's phone. Nothing happened.
No signal, Viv muttered to herself. She stood on the toilet. Still no signal. No part of the small room would produce one. Well, she thought, she still had the panic button on her wristwatch. She peed, flushed the toilet, then looked at herself in the mirror.
You're dead in there?
Abney shouted. Viv opened the door. Abney had opened a bottle of champagne and was holding out a flute to her.
To new friends,
Abney said. He sipped from his glass, then leaned over and kissed her on the cheek. Viv tried not to flinch.
I'm starved, she said.
She reached for her cell phone.
Mind if I make a quick call?
It won't work here, Abney said. Antoine has the place electronically blocked. He hates cell phones.
Well, I guess that makes for a quieter dinner, she said, wondering if it would block the panic button, too.
Have a seat, Abney said. I've already ordered for us.
How nice of you, Viv said as he pushed her chair under her. Dinner was three courses, and it was good. Abney kept filling her champagne glass.
So, Viv, what brings you to the big city?
Just a vacation, she replied. A friend of mine lent me her very nice apartment while she's on a European vacation.
Sounds nice.
It is. I'll give you a nightcap there when we've finished dinner.
Maybe,
Abney replied. She had thought that he would jump at the opportunity. Maybe this was going nowhere. They finished dessert, and Viv began to wonder if she had drunk too much.
You have a heavy hand with the champagne,
she managed to say, but she slurred her words.
You've had only one glass, Abney replied, and half a martini at Sardi's.
Then why am I so?
She couldn't seem to get the words out. Abney got up, took her by the left wrist, and led her towards the sofa.
Let's get comfortable, he said.
Then he pushed her arm behind her, pulled her to him, and planted a big kiss on her lips, grinding his crotch into hers. Viv could stand up, but she didn't seem able to resist him. Then she felt a hand under her dress, and in one strong motion,
Abney ripped off her panties. She tried to protest, but the words wouldn't come. Then she was on her back on the sofa. He kept the grip on her left wrist, over the watch, and undid his trousers with the other hand. Viv's right hand was pinned under her own body, and she couldn't get it out. She wanted to scream. In the car, Rosie got on the radio.
"Lieutenant Bichetti?" "I'm here, Rosie. What's happening?"
"They've been in there a long time. Have you got a male detective nearby? I want to go in, but I ought to be with a date in case Abney sees me. I don't want to blow this."
"I'm 2 blocks away in my car, and I'm on the way."
"I read you," she said. Viv's ankles were over Abney's shoulders now, and he was fumbling to get inside her. She made a monumental effort to move and managed to get one foot against his shoulder and push.
"Hold still," Abney snarled. "Don't worry, you're going to enjoy it."
His face was flushed and he was breathing hard. Viv started to struggle again, and he put his free arm across her throat and pressed hard. She couldn't breathe, and she thought she felt something in her throat snap. Then she passed out. Abney felt her go limp.
"Shit," he said aloud.
He didn't want a rag doll. He liked the resistance. Then he froze. She wasn't moving. Didn't seem to be breathing either. He reached for her throat to get a pulse and found nothing. Swearing, he got up and pulled up his trousers, then went to the rear door of the room and looked down the stairs. It was clear. He went back to the table, slung her handbag over his arm, then went to the sofa, pulled her up into a fireman's carry, and left through the back door, down the stairs, to the alley. Dino pulled up, and Rosie was out of the car waiting for him.
"Let's go,"
Dino said. "Don't rush," she said. "We don't want to call attention to ourselves." They walked into the restaurant, and the head waiter approached.
"I'm afraid it's going to be another 45 minutes before I'll have a table."
"We'll just have a drink at the bar," Dino said.
They took 2 stools, and Dino looked around.
"I don't see her,"
he said.
"Do you see Abney?"
"No," she said.
"They're not here."
Dino called the bartender over.
"I was supposed to meet Ed Abney here. Have you seen him?"
"Sure, he's in the upstairs dining room," the bartender replied, nodding toward the stairway. "But he doesn't like to be disturbed when he's up there." He winked for emphasis. "Can I get you a drink? He won't be much longer if he's true to form." Dino grabbed Rosie's hand.
"Come on,"
he said, and ran for the stairs.